From the dawn of written keyboard literature, you just heard one of two estampes from the Robertsbridge Codex, a manuscript that got its name from the town and the monastery where it was discovered. Many of the houses in today's Robertsbridge, England, are themselves 700 years old, the same age as the manuscript. The collection dates from about 1360, which means its music may have been written about the time of the Black Death. The codex is anonymous, so we have no idea who wrote the dance or why. The music is sufficiently cheery, though we know nothing of the circumstances of its composition. Did its composer manage to dodge the Black Death? Only the music is left, and it will not say. Jumping ahead to the early years of the 20th century and something entirely different, this is a little piece from a genre that became known as novelty piano. Felix Arndt's greatest hit was dedicated to the woman he loved and wanted to marry. The piece is called Nola, after her. Mr. Arndt's short life ended in 1918, and if you know your plagues, you recognize that as the year of the great so-called Spanish flu pandemic, which most likely did not originate in Spain. Coming on the heels of World War I, it killed more people than the war itself. Some 50 million souls may have perished in that plague, among them the 29-year-old composer, who had been married to his darling Nola for only 2 years when he met his end in October 1918.